Hey everyone, welcome to the Curious Girl Diaries podcast. I'm Layla London, aka The Curious Girl. Now, just to let you know, this podcast is not suitable for work. It's also not suitable for anybody under 18. But the rest of you consenting adults, let's get ready to talk about my sex life, sex in general, and everything in between in explicit, raunchy, fun detail. All right, here we go.
I want to masturbate. I start masturbating. I'm in the mood to masturbate. I think women should just get a free pass to be able to watch all the porn they want, because then that makes us horny and then we'll fuck you more. I literally had to look away because I'm like, this is going to kill my orgasm. This right here is going to kill my orgasm. Hey guys. Well, okay. I think this episode's going to be just a little bit jumbled, but I'm going to try to talk about some fun stuff. I do want to talk about my disappointment with porn right now. I'm pissed. This has happened to me so many times where I go and I'm trying to find porn. I want to masturbate. I start masturbating. I'm in the mood to masturbate. And I'm like, you know what? I'm going to go and look at some porn. Like everybody on this planet does, right? Natural. Mostly men, but hey. No, I think there's a lot of horny gals out there too. But anyway, I spend more time fucking searching, trying to put the right terms in, it's almost like the worst sex I've ever had. You know, like I'm just trying to masturbate, really. And it just turns into this big, long thing, a production of how I can get turned on so I can masturbate. Anyway, I will get back to that. That's coming. Sorry, that's a little teaser. Okay. Now, just to remind everybody, gosh, let me think of all the new stuff. So remember, you can text me. I have my text. You can text me, 415-997-0957. Here's the thing. People seem to be confused about this because I'm actually like putting that number out there. So in essence, I'm kind of like, quote unquote, soliciting you, or it could be viewed as that. I want to be extra cautious. What happens is you're going to get a text from me, but you're also going to get an autoresponder that's going to kick in. You have to click through and say, yes, it's okay for me to communicate with you. Don't worry, I'm not spamming you. It's just me. But I don't want to get in any kind of weird trouble, you know, or have any pushback on it. So I'm going to be extra cautious, follow the rules. And again, I quite frankly don't even know if these rules apply to me because I'm not soliciting or selling you anything. But still, I'm just doing it the right way, guys. So don't freak out when you get an autoresponder. Yes, you're joining my text group. I have a whole big list there. It's just like it becomes part of my, you know how like your text list on your phone looks where you have everybody's name? You can create a group or you can text everybody individually. I text everybody individually, just so you know. So don't worry. Once you sign up, it is actually me. But here's the nice thing. If you do click through and you actually give me your correct information, what I'd love to have too is your birthday. If it's your birthday, I'm gonna be able to send you just a message, you know, and say, hey, happy birthday. I send out little voice memos. I say hello, that kind of thing. So that's what the text group's about. If that freaks you out, that's okay. Don't do it. But I just want you to know you do have to, I'm making it permission based because I just don't want, you know, it to be anything weird. The nice side thing about that though, guys, is if it's, you know, if you just then all of a sudden don't want to text with me anymore, then you can just say, boop, you know, you just hit stop and no big deal. But it's my phone, my number, my database. Nobody has access to it but me. It's not a, you know, you're not going to get text from Pizza Hut and things like that, unless you've already signed up with them. I'm not sharing this information. This is for me. I don't share shit, just in case you didn't know. Especially like, you know, people that are texting me. Hell no. You're mine. All right. What else have I been doing? See, I did the texting group. I'm on Twitter now. I'm starting to tweet. I know. I've had this account. I never used it because a lot of you found me through Tumblr. That's kind of where I've been. That's where I have most of my presence. And so now I'm on Twitter. And if you guys want to follow me on Twitter, I'll give you that handle. Again, of course, if you go to the website, I have these links. I have these crazy things on my website. They're called links. And they direct you to all my social media. As you can tell, I'm kind of in a quippy little mood. I just was fighting with somebody on my phone. Some douchebag He's sending me notices. That's what you can hear right now. He found, you know, he's just like, the guy has been ridiculous, absolutely ridiculous. And he won't leave me alone. And he just keeps hounding me and he keeps dick picking me. And I'm like, I told him a long time ago, you know, hey, I'm not interested. And I don't know how many times I have to say it. And then he gets pissed off at me because I keep saying, I'm not interested. And he keeps dick picking me and sending me little dick videos of his dick flopping around. I'm like, I don't get it because your dick's not that special. What is the deal? Stop. You know, and I've tried polite. I've tried like kind of being common sense about it. Like, you know, it just, it's not that appealing. He just, you know, he just is like, he just keeps saying like, what's it going to take for you to meet me? Like, how can I get your, what will it take for you to grab coffee with me to give me one chance? I've already politely said like 3 times, I think, you know, no, I'm sorry. You're not getting a chance. And so, you know, the guy's just a ding dong. And you know, now he's just getting more and more like, you know, pissy about it. And anyway, sorry, that just sidetracked me. I apologize. Okay, back to business. Where were we? Oh, we're talking about my links. We're talking about my Twitter handle. All right, what's my Twitter handle here? It's the Curious Girl. No. Oh, shit. I don't even know what it is. Isn't that awful? It's the Curious _ Girl. Okay, so if you want to follow me on Twitter, it's the Curious _ Girl. And I wish I had this guy's handle. He calls himself Jim Edwards. I don't think that's his real name. I wish I could, I would just like love for like him to get a bunch of hate mail. For being a douchebag. Jim Edwards, no. The answer is no, okay? I've said it once, I've said it twice. Now I'm saying it on a fucking podcast. No. You blew it, buddy. I told you blew it from the get-go. All right? Good luck. Good luck. Obviously, it's not paying off. Whatever you're doing isn't working. Try something else. Not with me, though, please. Go somewhere else. All right. Okay, so let's see, all the new stuff. We've got the text number, Twitter, and I'm working on, as I've said, getting the vlog going, the video portion. And as I mentioned, I was going to do an OnlyFans. I don't think I'm going to be able to do that, guys, because they got hacked and my personal information would not be safe. In the very beginning when I started the podcast and I had the website, before I was really even, I mean, getting some momentum with it, before somebody, there was a few, you know, when it was in its infancy stages and I had people listening, I did have one person actually like somehow was able to get information about me. I don't know how, but they ended up like coming to my house. That's quite unnerving. And you know, I'm a single gal. I mean, this was very unnerving. And actually, the person that kind of saved me or helped me out was D. If you guys look in the guys section, D, you know, he's my top secret kind of internet ninja professional, and he's really, you know, pointed it out like straight away. He's just like, you know, I think you should know. He has a very high level job with Apple and they fly him all over the world. And he just kind of said, you know, let's tweak some things. So anyway, nobody's shown up on my doorstep since then. So I assume he did what he was supposed to do, but I'm rather not internet savvy. So I need help with that stuff. So anyway, lots of new stuff coming. And then join the text group, please. When I say group, I only say group because, you know, it's feeding in, and those, the people that come through that way that, you know, that are hearing this and want to get on there and start texting me, you can. You'll probably see a couple texts from me first, and then I'll say, hey, you know, you gotta click through, and it just basically says, yes, you know, it's okay that you and I text back and forth, and that's it. So nothing to be scared about, no big deal. And most people are not, but I thought I'd kind of explain that because I didn't know if people understood that. And then working on getting the vlogging, I would say paid portion of the content going. And that's taken a little bit longer than I anticipated because I'm sort of working on a lot of stuff. I'm working on getting an Alexa skill so you can interact more with the podcast through Alexa. And then you can use it, you know, a lot of people have the Alexa app on their phones. It's just kind of making it easier. And I think then you can also, I'm going to actually try to build something that allows you just to have DMing me directly and not through all these different social media platforms. Because the truth is, those are not the best way to get a hold of me. I'm inundated. And if I can move people to a centralized location, it will be so much easier for me. And I'll be able to just respond, actually start interacting instead of having to go to this site and that site and that site. All right, let's get down to the meat and potatoes of this podcast. I'm sorry there was a lot of rambling there. And then I got, you know, Jim Edwards fucktard of the century here. Just, you know, oh, now he's wishing me good luck. Women, you don't have to be, forget about how you look. We are inundated with someone like you. You are like a dime a dozen. So I don't need luck to bump into ding dongs. Thank you. All right. I'm done with that. I'm sorry to put you guys through that. But you know what? This is what you count on me for. It's just the real shit, right? It's the real legit shit. Maybe I'm pissed off. You know, he did say it's like me. He did say I was in a bad mood. I am a little bit pissy because you know why? It was a chore today to masturbate. I was in the mood. Me and my big old dildo and my vibrator. And I would have put a butt plug in there, but it was, you know what? I started watching the porn. It was just like, somebody, I need you porn aficionados. Please help me. So here's what I'm doing. Let me break it down. I'm going to Pornhub and YouPorn. I'm not a porn expert and I don't want to pay for porn. Okay. I don't think as a woman I should have to pay for porn, but maybe that's unfair. I think women should just get a free pass to be able to watch all the porn they want because then that makes us horny and then we'll fuck you more. So I think this should just be like, we should have a presidential mandate about this. But I'm going to, so I go to YouPorn or Pornhub and I'll type in kind of whatever I'm looking for, what I'm in the mood for. Today, you know what I was really looking for and what's, I think, underserved is where is all the hot BDSM porn? It's all this dungeon crap. I found one out of like maybe 50. And this is why it's a mood killer because you're ready to masturbate. You're all excited and ready, right? And then I'm stuck trying to, you know, sift through all the little clips. I'm like, nope, that one doesn't work. It starts, I go like a couple minutes. I'm like, nope, back, and, you know, back. And just, do guys go through this? Is this the same? Or do you just pop something on and you're like, you're good to go. You see a pussy, you see a cock, you're like, yep, it's happening. Or whatever you're looking for. You know, you see a cream pie scene, whatever your flavor is. I just, you know, or maybe this is the difference in the way women search for porn and men search for porn. I mean, maybe women need to chime in on this too. Please, I want feedback on this subject. Seriously, like this is I need to figure this out. I need to be more efficient. I need a porn expert. I need some porn experts. I know you perverts. I know my listener base. I know you guys are horny. I know you watch porn. Help me, please. So I was typing in just keywords like BDSM, BDSM slapping, BDSM squirting, kind of like all the things I want, like all the things I like, and choking, you know, just like that kind of stuff. And it just was honestly shameful. It was a poor, poor representation. I just pulled it up and I'm kind of looking at it again. It's just like, it's all this, yeah, like I said, it's all this dungeon crap. We got a woman with some like suction things on her boobs. She's, you know, it's the usual where she's strapped to some dungeony table and you got some guy with his black t-shirt on and really dark jeans and tennis shoes and you never see his face. He's like the dungeon master, but he's usually got some tats and like a wedding ring on. And he's just and you know, there's the brick wall background of this dungeon and you know, and he's just she's chained up and shit, and he's using like a fuck machine on her, or, you know, he's forcing orgasms on her. But it's never like, I don't know. I like the interaction between a dominant and a sub. You know, now I got another guy. He's got a fucking hood over him, and she's up on, like, chained to some mounts on the wall, and he's got a hood like a robber. You know, is this an home invasion or is this porno? I don't want my home invasion and my porn mixed up, okay? I just need some straight porn. So here's what I'm asking, guys. Send me in your recommendations of your best, like, BDSM porn. Like the real shit, like the real shit you would see between a dominant and a submissive. Not this stupid made up bullshit. And I think this is why, quite frankly, people get turned off to BDSM. They watch this shit and they think this is an accurate representation of it, of what goes on between a dominant and a submissive. It's not. I'm going to toot my own horn here and say the freaking BDSM porn I make, I think, is 1,000% hotter than this bullshit. This is just, like, not even interesting to me. So please, if anybody is an experienced dom or an experienced sub, and you can point me in the right direction of some legit BDSM porn, I would be so grateful. Trust me, I'm going to keep your name in my, I will keep your name. And when I get the subscription site going for the vlogging and stuff where you can see me, I swear I will give you something. I will pay you back. I will make it up to you. I just need some good recommendations. I don't like what I see. I'm good. I think I'm good on the, you know, if I'm in the mood for, like, the BBC stuff. I just blacked.com, and that there's another, like, version that they have of that. That's my go-to. And you know who I think is really, like, one of the girls that's always on that I like the most? What is her name? Oh, God. See, I'm terrible with this stuff. Oh, crap. Now I don't know. I mean, let me see if I can scroll back and find it. I was watching it. What was her name? She's good. She's a squirter. She over-exaggerates her facial expressions, but she's still hot. She's real pretty, I think. Oh, there she is. Oh, damn it. Oh, I hate these iPads. I just swiped the wrong way. All right. Oh, today's not my day. Anyway, so I liked that BBC stuff. That gets me hot. It's kind of like my go-to. I've said that before. It's my go-to. But for, you know, I think for other porn, what I like is, you know, I like to watch the rough stuff too. Like when I'm in the mood to have rough, aggressive sex, where can I find the porno version of that? Because it's all so poorly acted and poor. It's like there's no chemistry a lot of times between these people. I tried to search. I was in the mood for aggressive shit today, so I was like looking for BDSM and slapping and forced and all this stuff, and all I found was just these awful versions. Now I found this one porno where it was this, like, I guess it was a home invasion. It was supposed to be like a, you know, like a rape fantasy. I love to find rape fantasy stuff. You just can't find it. Like, if you put in the word rape, I'm probably using the wrong word, but like if you're on Pornhub or YouPorn, if you put in the word rape as a search, it's not going to come up. And I think it's probably, I think it's for obvious reasons. They don't want any sort of, like, I don't know, real live rape going on, maybe. So maybe they just disallow that. And maybe there's a different term that my porn aficionados will know that can kind of get me to that. But I did stumble on one today, and it was so poorly acted. It's like this woman's like at this makeup table and she's putting on her makeup, and then the guy comes in and he's supposed to be raping her, but yet he takes off his aviator sunglasses and like sets them on the table before he proceeds to like rape her. And she's real small, so she's got this dress on, and he's trying to lift her up and rip her around, and the dress is like holding her body weight, so it's not ripping. You can tell it's like not ripping the way they wanted it to. And she's just like, oh. Anyway, like not even struggling, you know, I don't know. I could definitely do a better job. I am no actress, but I could definitely do a better job at this than some of this stuff. So, you know, again, it sort of ruins my mood as I'm trying to watch porn, but I have to critique it while I'm trying to stay stimulated. Maybe I'm the only one in the world that actually like has that problem. Maybe everyone else just watches it and can just go into like dumb it down porno zone and, you know, and zone out and take care of business. But I actually found, I'm not going to lie, I actually had to just like look away. I was stimulated enough from what I was doing, not from what I was seeing. I was stimulated enough from what I was doing. It's like, I literally had to look away because I'm like, this is going to kill my orgasm. This right here is going to kill my orgasm. I just looked away. I muted it, looked away, went in my head, you know, replayed some nasty shit in my head that I've already done myself, and, you know, and actually did have a nice orgasm, but it was almost a near miss. And I don't want anybody fucking with my orgasms. I don't want anybody fucking with my orgasms real time, live and in person. And I don't want anybody fucking with my orgasms, or I don't want anything fucking with my orgasms when I'm masturbating. So this was, quite interesting. I really just thought after that, that's it, damn it. I gotta say something about this because I think I must be missing the mark. I'm missing it. I'm sure there's a whole nother way. To be honest with you, I haven't even like Googled key terms that I'm looking for. I just go straight to Pornhub or YouPorn, which a long time ago, I thought they were really good. It seems now that they've become a watered down version of what they used to be, because now what they want you to do is they give you little snippets and they want to move you away to their paid site or however they're doing it. So please, please, curious girl peeps, please tell me Where do you find the best porn at? Like, where is it? I want to know, because I can't do this anymore. I cannot. Not one more time can I be let down by YouPorn or Pornhub by their unsatisfactory content. And I mean, God, back in the day, I mean, just like when, you know, when it was more just I guess maybe before people were trying to monetize. And I don't blame them. I don't blame them one bit. However, it just seemed like there used to be so much better stuff, and you would see the cum shot at the end. You weren't denied. I mean, they just put the whole damn thing on there. I mean, my opinion and what I think would drive business for these pornographers and the actual producers of this content, maybe they don't want to be referred to as pornographers, the actual creators and producers of this content, why don't they just put out one good one? Just one good one. And then, you know, and then say, hey, for more, you know, you like this? There's a lot more. And come and, you know, yes, you got to pay for it, but you can see that it's quality. I don't know. Just a thought. But, you know, leaving me high and dry when I'm trying to masturbate just pisses me off. It makes me mad. I don't like it. You've heard me say this before. I don't like when I'm edged. I get irritated. I don't like when I'm trying to have a moment with myself, some self-pleasuring, and I'm like fucking dicking around with trying to find the right porno to watch. And I just wonder, like, does this happen to guys too when you're jacking off? And other women, like when you're masturbating, what happens? Give me feedback, please. I want to know about this. I cannot be alone in this sentiment. I cannot be the only one. Either that or I'm just too damn picky. I don't know. I'm not sure what to make of it. Okay. Now I want to get to some really interesting questions. It's not a formal Q&A, but I want to throw a couple in there. Iron Man's Apprentice. And of course, I didn't put on here. Why didn't I do this? I didn't put where you were. Let me try to remember what platform you were on. I think you're on Tumblr. Okay. Says, hey, first off, wanted to say keep up the awesome content and continuing to push through despite Tumblr's dumbing down. Oh, yeah, he's Tumblr. Tumblr's dumbing down of itself and the porn community. Your content and blog is awesome. And I've listened to a few podcasts and they're great too. I was wondering if you had any advice or tips or if you could point me in the right direction. I'm 35, 5'11", 230 with a little dad bod. Not in shape, but not out of shape. I wasn't blessed with an above average penis, and I've come to accept that 5 inches erect, but I've come to accept that he puts 5 inches erect in parentheses. But my concern is more the fact that I don't have a lot of stamina or ability to last a long time in bed without coming in a few minutes, 2 to 3 minutes, sometimes 10 to 12 max. I don't need to be able to fuck for hours, but I'd like to be able to last longer than I do now. Anything you could recommend or any advice you have would be greatly appreciated. Let me see here. Let me think about this. Gosh. See, this is where we need a guy. I might hold on to this and defer to a guy. Next time I have a guy on the podcast. But I'll do my best to answer this. Okay. So you're saying you have a little bit of a dad bod, you're not ashamed. You want to know about you've got 5 inches. First of all, I just want to comment on the size and also your body. There's plenty, it doesn't, you know what? People don't mind, I don't mind a bit of a dad bod from time to time. It's not a big deal. It's more about the person. So, I know what you mean when you're referring it to a dad bod. I've got plenty of gorgeous friends that are married to guys with dad bods, and they love their little teddy bears. They love their teddy bears. They love their dad bods. So don't worry about that. You know, different shapes and sizes is cool. And I want to say too about the 5 inches. I'm trying to think 5 inches. You know, women are not that deep anyway. I don't have a tape measure in front of me, but 5 inches, I'm kind of putting my fingers from one end to the other. I think, you know, 5 or 6 inches, I think, is average. And it's not so much, so let's move on to the next phase of this, because it's not so much, you know, quite frankly, I think, you know, always how long it is, but, you know, how you use it. If you got extra girth, that's great. Women love to be filled up. If you're coming really quickly, let's talk about that. I would say, so let me put this into perspective for me, and I don't want to speak for everybody, right? But for me, if somebody came in 2 or 3 minutes, I would, unless you get hard again, quick, right away, then that's cool. You know, talked about TJ and I were together not that long ago, and he came surprisingly quick, and I was like, oh, and he's like, don't worry, you know, it was like, boom, he bounces right back. So that's, yeah, hey, you know what, like, I mean, literally, if you have like a 1 or 2 minute refractory period, I mean, you know, he was just doing other things to me, and boom, he's hard again and back inside me, who cares, you know, like, literally, that's fine. So if you can bounce back right away, that's great. Nobody, you know, I mean, it's really about just trying to, you know, last as long as your partner needs. So you may want to discuss this with your partners first, right? And just say, hey, I come really fast, but I'll bounce back really quick. Or make sure you get her off first. That's probably going to mean you better have some good oral skills. Just get in there or use a vibrator on her. If you feel yourself starting to get close before she is, pull out. Stop doing what you're doing. You know, slow it down. Change up your rhythm. I don't, you know, I feel like I'm a little bit, I feel awful because I wish I had better advice. I, you know, as a guy, like, I feel like I need to field this question to a guy. And you said sometimes 10 to 12 minutes max. Well, I mean, you know, if you're having a quickie and sometimes, again, for me, that 10 to 12 minutes is a quickie, but I will use some of my friends, you know, that to them, 10 to 12 minutes, that's a normal sexual session from start to finish. They're done, satisfied. Everyone's like out the door and back to the carpool. You know what I mean? Like, that's fine for them. I like to go a long time and I like to have a lot of orgasms. So I would say, you know, if that's what you're trying to do, then I think you're going to need to, do some things that are less stimulating, basically. And the other thing too that you can do is they have, and I don't know what they're called. It's almost like there's penis extenders, and then there's like it's a sheath you can put over your penis and fuck someone with, right? Your girlfriend or your boyfriend or whatever, whoever you're fucking. And so it's going to go over your penis. It can also make your penis longer, and as well, it's going to desensitize you. So you're going to be excited because you're putting it inside, you're going inside where you want to go, but it's going to be less sensitive. So that might be the way for you to go, you know, is do that. Now, you can get one that gives you extra girth, extra length, and has little nubbies on it and all kinds of fun stuff. So for you and your partner, this may be very fun. And then, you know, you can go longer. And then once your other person has had an orgasm or however many they want to have, then you just rip that thing off and, you know, pump it in there as many times as you need for your 2-3 minutes of, for your big finale. So that would be my recommendation for you. I hope that helps. I'm sorry. I feel like, again, I might save this question. I might just save this one. And the next time I have a guy on, I'm going to ask him because, you know, yeah, it's funny. I really appreciate this question. I appreciate this question because what I want people to know is obviously such a wide range, and it varies so greatly how we're all wired, how we come, what gets us off, what's exciting, what kind of stimulation we need. So none of it's wrong. None of it's weird. It's just different. You know, it's different. So there you go. Well, Iron Man's Apprentice from Tumblr. I hope that helps. And please keep listening, and I appreciate it. Okay. Big Daddy Mike, 69. You are a Tumblr. You're from Tumblr. That's your handle. Okay, what's the most guys you have ever done at one time? Well, I've only been with one guy at a time, and I keep trying to get two at once, and maybe when I do that, then I'll be able to be brave enough to do some, you know, have a bunch of guys just do a freaking train on me. I mean, hey, I wouldn't mind that some, you know, maybe 4 or 5, but let me baby step it, okay? I got my training wheels on. I know, as adventurous as I've been and all the shit that I've done, I don't know why. Can you believe I haven't done a threesome? Like, this is, it's really embarrassing. But yeah, no, I haven't crossed that bridge yet. So I'm sorry. But I know that's a big letdown. I wish I could say like, oh my God, you know, I was with 6 guys, all huge cocks, and they just freaking filled every hole. I had a cock in both hands, one in every hole, and I was filled and stuffed and coming all over the place. No, hasn't happened. Sorry. Okay. This is a question from my website, thecuriousgirldiaries.com. This is Dave. He says, hi, Layla. Just discovered your show. I love it. Getting off to it at work is my new hobby. Love hearing your sexy voice. Keep it up. Yay. Thanks, Dave. But you know what? And then he has a question, but let me comment first, Dave. Thank you. You know, a lot of people listen to me at work and they listened on their commute. So that's fun. Don't forget too, if you have an Alexa or an Echo, you can just ask Alexa to play the Curious Girl Diaries podcast and you'll start that up and it'll go. So let me actually, I will demonstrate that for you right now. Is everybody ready? Hold on. Here we go. I'm going to grab my Alexa. Let me see here. Alexa, play the Curious Girl Diaries podcast.
Getting the Curious Girl Diaries from Apple Podcasts. Resuming oral sex and nipple clamps. So if you go to the
Alexa,
website,
stop. There we go. Do you see? Is that cool or what? So if you have those devices or even the app on your phone, the Amazon Alexa app on your phone, you're good to go. Okay. Now your question is, where did that go? Sorry. Oh, for Pete's sake, just lost. I just pulled my screen change when I went to the Alexa. Okay. Your question, Dave, is, do you have any advice on how I could breach the subject of cum swapping with my wife? I think that may open her up to letting me cum in her mouth. She's a little prudish at times, needless to say. Okay, I have a thought. I'm not sure how you're finishing. So obviously if you want to cum swap, unless you want to, you could come inside her and then you could, a couple things. You could say, hey, I want to, let me clean you up. Let me lick you clean. Keep going down on her till she has another orgasm. Have her sit on your face, you know, so it's coming out. And then you can tell her how you're tasting it. You're tasting both of you and how it tastes, you know, how it tastes great and it's turning you on. You can, when you come, if you're jacking off, you know, if she's jacking you off and you come and it's on your stomach, or on her stomach or on her tits or wherever it goes, on whoever's body it lands, take your finger and just like, you know, give a little swipe and, you know, put it in your mouth and, you know, and then, and kind of like do that and then kiss her, you know? And so, and then you can kind of keep doing that and gauge her reaction. Or watch it on, you know, get some snowball porn. I think they call it snowballing, right? You know, where she's got it in her mouth and she puts it in yours and that kind of a thing. Well, I guess it would be in her mouth first. So that wouldn't work. Cause what you're trying to do is get her to come, you know, come in your mouth or come in her mouth. I don't know if she has an aversion to it or the way it tastes. You know, you might want to, I would try those things, you know, in a sex act first and then, you know, and then bring it up, you know, kind of just ask her about it casually, not when you're right there in the middle of sex. That's always like, I don't know why guys want to bring this shit up in the middle of sex. Bad time, wrong time. Bring it up casually some other way, you know, see if that works. And just ask her, you know, like say, you know, God, it really feels great when I can finish in your mouth. And can we do that? You know, and just gauge her reaction. Just, I don't know, I wasn't sure how you'd feel about that. What are your thoughts? I mean, just see what she says. You know, but open up the conversation to it. You don't have to try to close the deal in the first conversation. You know, maybe you just like, it's kind of like drip marketing. You do a little, you know, you do a little test here, you do a little test there, you do a little test, and then you try to close it. Don't, you know, jab, jab, right hook. Don't go in for the kill, like straight away. All right. Thanks, Dave. And keep me posted on that. Like, let me know. I want to, when I give out this advice, follow up with me. I did, by the way, get a follow-up from Jamie, who was on a couple previous podcasts before this with Cowboy N and I. And I'll talk about that at another point. But, and then, let's see, I have one more. I'm just going to have to switch my screen here to get to that one. This is from a girl, Sarah. She came to the website. And she says, hi, I just started listening to your podcast. After one night, my boyfriend and I were having sex randomly. And he asked me to go downstairs and give his friend who was sleeping on the couch. He asked me to go downstairs and give his friend who was sleeping on our couch because they both just got back from the bars and strip clubs. We have only talked about having sex. So I assume you're saying he wanted you to go down there and do something with the friend. Okay. We have only talked about having sex with other people during sex, but in my mind, it was just us turning each other on, he begged me to go downstairs to his friend topless and give him a blowjob. I told him no and that I wasn't comfortable with that. Weeks have gone by. We haven't spoken about the night, but now it's got me wondering. I think I actually might want to be more adventurous. I'm not sure how to go about bringing up a conversation like that with my boyfriend. By the way, I love your podcast. You've given me lots of tips and tricks. All right. Well, Sarah, thank you. I'm glad you like the podcast. Appreciate that, sweetheart. Okay, I like this. This is exciting. Okay. So what I would suggest is, I don't know if, do you guys watch porn together at all? You could have searched some porn. Here, it's funny that we started with this, like searching for porn. I'm sure you could find that scenario. And if you start watching it, you can kind of maybe play coy, pretend like you didn't mean to stumble, you quote unquote stumbled onto this. Oh my gosh, this is just like what we talked about. You know what? I think this is really kind of hot. This is turning me on. I think I'd like to do that. What do you think? Can we still make that happen? That's what I would say. You know, the other way is, you know, you could just kind of role play with him. You know, when he comes in and, you know, when he comes home, totally surprise him. Just start pulling his pants down, you know, get on your knees, start pulling his pants down and just say, you know, let me suck your dick like I would. Let me show you what I would have done to your friend. And pull his pants down, call him his friend's name, you know, and just role play it through. Oh, Bob, you know, your cock is so fucking huge. Oh my gosh. I had no idea. Let me see it. Oh, I have to put it in my mouth. Oh my God. Fuck, it tastes so great. You know, I don't know. I'm being kind of silly, but you know what I mean? You get the idea. I would. So I think if you reintroduce it that way, and you know, or the third option, right? So you can do the, hey, oops, you set it up so you accidentally stumble on some porn that has that scenario. Then it opens up the conversation for it. B, he comes home, you just jump, totally surprise him because he'll love this. If you're just, you know, jumping on him and giving him a blowjob and you're being this sexy seductress who's going to seduce him like you would have his friend. Let me show you what I would have done or what I should have done. Or what I want to do, however you want to phrase it. And then the last thing is just, you know, again, casually bring it up, or you could bring up during sex or outside of a sexual scenario. So I think you're kind of, you have free rein on this. You have a lot of leeway, lots of good stuff you can do. And yeah, just take it from there because I think this is hot. I think it's fucking hot. I mean, I would totally love something like this. If I had a boyfriend that was like, hey, you know, and if I was attracted to the guy that you know, this is just naughty fun, you know, I mean, I would totally do it. Yeah, maybe though. And you know what might come out of this, Sarah? What might come out of this is you might get an opportunity to have, you know, a male, female, male. I mean, maybe that's what they're kind of cooking up. You don't know what their big picture is. They might be trying to set this up, like, and they're greasing the skids, right, with this first play here. Like, okay, let's see if we can get her to do this, which I just think it's hot. I think it'd be totally hot. As long as everybody's down and, you know, it feels good, it's fun, it's exciting, then go for it, you know, and keep me posted. I want to, please don't leave me high and dry on this. I need the deets. Give me the details. When you do this, please get back in touch with me and tell me how it went. All right. I hope that helps. Okay, guys. Well, that's going to wrap up this episode. Again, just a reminder, please, if you want to start following me on Twitter, it's the curious_girl. Or at the, Jesus Christ, I'm so terrible with this stuff. Okay, it's at @thecurious_girl. That's my Twitter handle. Of course, I'm on Tumblr. Everybody knows that. You can, by the way, these links are on my website, thecuriousgirldiaries.com. Go down to the bottom of the homepage. You're going to see my social media links there. And then also you can join my podcast group. Please do it. It's fun. You get to chat with me more often. You have better access to me. You're not going to have to wait. Like some of you, these questions have been sitting there for quite a while. It's embarrassing. I know. It's because I can't get all these messages and things that come in. And it just, If I have one centralized location, promise you I will be way more efficient. So text me, that's 415-997-0957.
Thanks so much for listening. And if you like what you hear, refer me to a friend. And make sure you're following me on social media. Also, go to the website, thecuriousgirldiaries.com, and join my subscribers-only list for access to exclusive content. And as usual, questions or comments, you can always email me at curiousgirl@thecuriousgirldiaries.com.